shower cap. It's all shower cap guy.
Shower cap. Oh, much cleaner. I like it.
Thank you. Thank you. We do not, maybe we shouldn't call them condoms, because it looks more like a shower cap.
I think I've already called them that on the podcast, so
a microphone
I'm
condom.
Probably doomed.
I just hold this. Do you want me to take my mask off for better sound?
If you feel comfortable, if you want to keep it, you can, but, I mean, if you're all the way over there, I'm over here, whatever you feel like.
Well, okay.
Ooh, wow, this is goofy. Just looking at it. Just really taking it in right now. Alexis Needleman.
Hi.
You're here.
Finally. I've been waiting for my invitation.
It's been an up and down. Turns out podcasting is weird when you go home and don't have a microphone. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you buy a microphone, but you don't know if the plane will let you take it. So then you don't bring it. And then there's just a lot. There's a lot that goes into it. Then when the governor loses his mind and shuts down like the whole state.
That
like,
guy. Oh,
really,
my gosh.
Oh, man. Good thing he's getting replaced. I'm just kidding. I don't have any strong opinions. But you made it. We're here in the building. We're in the studio again. You are the first studio podcast I've recorded in well over a month. Who was the last one? I don't even know who it would be. Was it Zoe?
Maybe.
Holy cows, that was so long ago.
That's so exciting. This is the first time I've been back in the TSC in I don't even know how long.
Really?
So, a monumental.
Are you not allowed in your office anymore?
I mean, I am, but we're doing remote office hours, and so I'm just doing it at
home.
There's
no point. You're good. Do you want to scoot the mic a little closer to yourself?
Yes, you want me to talk
It's not your fault, but I think the recording is quiet. But I'll just boost us later. Alexis, what was your first impression of me? I'm really fascinated by the activities committee impression of me, because I don't know, I can only imagine what it would have been like.
Okay, to be honest, I don't remember like the first time I saw you, because I feel like all of our activities meetings, we were all just crammed sitting like on top of each other.
Basically.
In the student events office. And there were so many of us, it felt like, pre-COVID days, obviously.
Especially when we got kicked out. We were in like 335 or whatever, which is like the bigger place. And then we got kicked out.
And then we just sat on the floor in the office and all over the desks.
We didn't complain. We just went pioneer on it.
I think you're like, main defining feature to me is your voice. I feel like you probably get this all the time, which is why you're perfect for a podcaster. Because I would like read me Harry Potter or something. Like, I'd be
read me
that,
Harry Potter. You know? Wow. Is it getting hot in here or is it just me? Sure. Wow.
No, I'm like, I don't remember like the first exactly. I mean, a little bit mysterious. I don't like, it's just your voice for some reason is perfect for this podcasting.
The let's go. I shadow that a lot. There was a lot of squad. I turned squad into a bird thing. Oh, go squaw. And then I would yell at people. And it was funny because I'd do that with activities and they'd be like, oh, yeah, for sure. I get it. Because like I didn't like we'd established that inside joke. And then when we'd actually host the activities, we'd have all these volunteers and I'd keep yelling at people like, what the F is this guy up to? He's like just yelling bird noises at me. I'm like, oh, no, this is just a thing.
It's just you.
Mysterious. I don't think I'm a pretty open book.
I mean, I think it took us a minute to talk to each other. So maybe that's why I just didn't know you.
No,
well,
for sure. I mean, I'm just a grunt. I was just a servant. Do you remember the parade? You were at the parade, right?
No,
the
I was in
parade?
Disneyland for that, to be honest.
You're a
punk. I skipped out on that, you know, back when we could go to Disneyland. And I wasn't there, but I remember seeing the pictures of everyone like drenched because it was pouring and you were all like in the back of somebody's truck or something.
Yeah. And Morgan is like halfway falling out of the roller skates. R.I.P.
Yes.
Morgan. She passed away. By passed away, I mean she transferred to BYU. But anyway.
Seriously. For real, that girl. I
no,
love her.
No beef. It's not. It's just all love. So wait, are you like one of the true Disneyland passers? Are you like a...
Yes, I had an annual pass.
From Utah?
All
you
of
had
this.
An annual pass?
Yes. So fun fact. I mean, we were just talking about this a minute ago before we started recording. You're from California.
I am.
I lived in California until I was like 7 or 8, maybe.
Okay.
All of my extended family's out there. And so we go out to California all the time. And so
we're talking like once a month. We're talking like
yeah,
more?
No, like for real. So this last year before grown, like I guess all of 2019, my dad and I got Disneyland annual passes again, like rebooted that, and we'd go out like once a month, sometimes twice, like drive or fly, like literally for 2 days, one day, and just go eat some churros and ride a ride, and
that's
then come
awesome.
Home. And so, yeah, I love Disneyland. It's a little crazy.
Did you do half days? Do you do like?
So it depended. Like we would maybe drive Friday, spend all day Saturday in the park, and then drive home Sunday, so we could
That's
be back
nuts.
For school
crazy.
Or work or whatever we had going on. So yeah. I love California. I love LA. I love
the best.
The warm. So
yeah, it's missing it a little bit extra with the 20 degree weather, mm-hmm. especially when I'm getting up at crack of dawn, not way before the crack of dawn. I get up at like 2 and I'm like leaving the house at like 2:45 in the morning and it's like 11 degrees. I'm like, oh man. But fun fact, my father, Padre, used to work for Disney, and so we got free Disneyland passes. I am like a savant in the especially because that was like right in my high school years, so that was like that was peak, just me screwing around and just not going to class. So, like, my senior year of high school, senior year, I skipped the first day of school and went to Disneyland. I was like, eh, screw it, I'm going.
Disneyland's more important, if we're being honest.
No, it is. And, like, it's actually funny because, like, I'm not, like, a Disney fan. Like, I'm not a fan, but, you know, like, I'm not, like, listening to Disney music in my spare time or anything. But, like, I've been missing Disneyland throughout the pandemic. Like, there's these little things where I'm just like, oh man, like I remember that. Like, that was just like Disneyland, or like, oh man, like I miss those days. It's really Disneyland's been one of the biggest things I've missed. Have you gone to Disney World?
I actually just went right before Thanksgiving.
No way! You
yes,
went.
I was just in Disney World, and I mean, it was different, obviously, because of coronavirus and everything.
Are the lines spaced out?
Yeah, so that's they creepy. Had markers on the ground, keeping you spaced out from the other groups. The table-like situation when you were eating was more spread out, and they had their cast members really enforcing the keep the mask over your nose and don't eat while you're walking around. And
really?
Yeah, they have stuff. A lot of rules in place, so I felt comfortable. Right. I'm a little crazy when it comes to corona, not going to lie.
A little crazy?
Like, just trying to be safe because I have a lot of things to do and
no, it's good.
Don't want to take the time to be sick.
Right. I think, yeah, it's interesting. I think it's a lot more just about, like, just be responsible. Like, I don't know. I don't know how you could have a take on it, basically. Just like, I don't know, like, just be responsible. Like, mm-hmm. there are some, like, kind of sketchy implications as far as, like, whether you can make somebody do that or not. But, like, who cares? Just, like, be nice. Wear a mat. Like, be courteous. Like,
for sure. I agree with you. I agree. And so, Disney World was fun. It was...
Did you, like, actually do it? Or did you just go to, like, one park?
No, like, did the whole thing. Ooh. Yeah, we were there for a week and did all the parks. Did Magic Kingdom twice.
Which one's your favorite? Magic Kingdom?
I feel like Epcot was my favorite.
I really liked Epcot. People talk bad about Epcot. I don't get it.
I think it's so fun. And I'm a big foodie. So maybe that's why I loved it so much, is because we stopped at every country and tried
thing.
A treat or some food. And so I was so sick that night because I ate too much. But that was probably my favorite. And maybe I'll do like a pre-hot take. Can I do that? I think Disneyland is better than Disney World. And maybe that's... Oh, you're rolling your eyes. Are you rolling your eyes?
It was not a genuine eye roll. It was a thoughtful eye roll. I'm sorry. That's just part of my nature. I can't do it.
No, I think going back to the living in Southern California and going back a lot, I think maybe it's just the nostalgia for me. I'm a little more attached to Disneyland than I am Disney World.
Right.
But it was still so fun.
No, Disney World's awesome, but it's not quite the same. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not the same. The one thing I will say... just quickly, I haven't been to all the parks, so I'm not, like, super qualified. But we went to Epcot with my family, and half the story. But for the first half of the day, we hated it.
Really?
And then we realized it was because we were hangry. And, then, like, the Florida, you know, you're sweating a lot. Like, the humidity increase was, like, doing a number on us. So we're all, like, bitter. We're, like, mad at each other. We're, like, we're talking about going home. We're, like, it's, like, bad. We all eat lunch. We're, like, oh, like, we're good. Like, we're back. And then, like, we had a ton of fun. But, it's, like, really cool, like, going to the different places and, like, I don't know. It's hard to say because I haven't been to a lot of the countries that they represent. But it does feel like a whole nother place, every single country that you, like, visit.
That's so funny, because I feel like the whole point of Epcot is to, like, eat your way around the world almost.
Yeah.
Like, they have some rides. They have some cute rides. Like, the new Frozen ride was adorable, and we went on it twice. It was a lot of fun.
Twice?
Two times, you
Was
know.
It pretty empty? Like, you just doing...
I mean, this was my first time to Disney World.
Okay.
Been to Disneyland a million times, and this was my first time going to Disney World, so I don't have anything to compare it to.
Compare it to Disneyland? Was it, like, worse, better? Same?
I'd say it was better. It wasn't nearly as crowded, and the wait times were not through the roof. I mean, we waited. Some were walk-on, and others, like, I think the longest we waited was maybe an hour for, Flight of Passage, which is usually a crazy long line.
I don't even know what
that is. Avatar. In Animal Kingdom.
Is it good?
Yes. It's so good. So good. We, like, rewatched the Avatar movies before and, like, got a little attached to Pandora. So it was really cute. So it wasn't too bad, I wouldn't say.
What was your favorite country or place? Or like, attraction, even?
Okay. Maybe I'll answer both of those questions. I feel like my... Ooh, that's hard.
Okay. Can I sneak mine in real quick? Did you do the France video?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, keep going. Finish yours first. Yeah. We'll come back to my nostalgia, right?
Okay. I think my favorite country... Well, we spent the most time in Norway because that has the Frozen ride and just waiting in the line there. And family would wait, and then I'd wander off into the shops or whatever and get some treats. And so that was probably my favorite just because we spent the most time there. I mean, it's little. It's cute. And then my favorite attraction out of, like, all of Disney World, is that what you're asking?
Sure.
Oh, dear. Oh,
I was thinking Epcot, but
Epcot.
If there was something, I mean, if that
ride
passes. Okay,
let's go Epcot because I can't pick my favorite
that'd be tough.
For all of Disney World. My favorite ride in Epcot was probably Test Track. It's a little more thrilling. It's that race car one where you go in and.
Do you, like, actually have full control of the race car?
No.
It's Autopia,
I mean,
style?
It's similar to Cars at Disney World. Mm. Like the same, literally the same setup. You get in the car, you buckle up, there's six of you in it and. Okay. You just zoom. And
that's
so,
a great ride, though. The Cars ride is great. So.
Yes, so fun.
I get, like, all nostalgic when you come around the bend. And it's, like,
yes, and the music's playing.
Oh, man. I'm feeling it right now. I really like, at France, they have this video, and they shoot it in, is it CinemaScope? But they shoot it in a way that it's extra wide. Like the screen goes, like, all the way to your peripheral.
Oh, cool.
And so, like, it's this crazy thing where, like, they're playing, like, this classical French music, which is, like, beautiful because, like, France. And then they're, like, showing these crazy, like, what life is like in France. And it was seriously, like, I still think about it sometimes. Like, it was just, like, it was super cool and, like, super beautiful, like, the shots and stuff. Anyway.
Oh, we missed that. I'm sad now.
Well, look, we can go back. We'll go turn around Jay sponsored Disney World trip. Cannot afford that at all. But so wait, are you from Utah?
I say I'm from Utah. I claim Utah because I've lived here longer.
Okay.
I'm from Lehi, down in Utah County.
Yeah.
I mean, I lived in California and spent a lot of time out there. But
did you live in, like, the Anaheim part? Or, like...
We lived about half an hour away, no traffic from Anaheim.
Okay.
So it's this little town called Lawndale.
Okay.
It's like Manhattan Redondo Beach area.
Okay.
And so. I don't know. I claim Utah just because I've been here longer and I spent the most recent part of my life here. So
I'd argue that being originally from California and then moving to Utah is actually somehow more Utahan than if you were born and raised in Utah. Like, I feel like that's, like, so common. Like, I hear that all the time. Like, I'm glad that you say that you're from Utah, because that's my favorite thing is when, like, Utahans try to flex that. They're like, well, yeah, but, like, I was born in California. And I'm like, uh-huh, and you spent, like, 16 years of your life in Utah, like, for
no,
sure.
No, I'm not a poser.
did you go to Lone Peak?
I went to Lehi High School, actually.
I don't know the difference. Is Lehi better, worse, the same?
I think it depends on where you went. I have my Lehi pride, you know. And,
let's go.
And I loved high school. I thought it was a lot of fun. I was involved there, too, and
nice.
I had a really good experience. And so I loved Lehi High School. I mean, it's just right off the 15. You can see it from the freeway when you're driving down. And they've, like, completely torn it down and rebuilt it since I graduated, like, 2.5
so
years
don't recognize
ago.
Anything.
And so,
all the nostalgia's
gone.
Yeah,
it's totally different. I'm, like, walking there. I'm like, okay, I don't know what this place is. Like,
yeah.
Kind of
that's
fun.
Cool. I left for California in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have gone to Alta.
Oh, okay.
High school. Or Corner Canyon, in theory. Probably could have. but I think everyone hates them. So
yeah, wouldn't have gone there. I mean, I try not to be a hater, but I feel like that's the general taste in all Utah people's mouth.
That's a hard one. It's a hard one. I mean, that school looked ridiculous. And you're so you were involved in high school, and now you're involved here.
Yes, yes, I love it. I love, you know, having something to do, and like I feel like Utah State really provides a lot of leadership opportunities, and it's something I'm really passionate about. My one of my minors is leadership and management, and so it's something I love and adore, and I've always kind of been that way. I wouldn't say I'm like a really like smarty pants kid who only focuses on school, but I was more into like involvement and that sort of thing. I did a little theater in high school, so that's kind of fun.
Theater.
But yeah, I love involvement. I think it's so fun and it's so rewarding.
Yeah, it's a really cool experience being able to put on an event, because like you see, like there's this immediate gratification to it, right? Where like you just see if it goes well, you know, like there's no like, oh man, like did I do okay, did I not, like you can see like all the people enjoying it. And even this year with COVID, which like I think, oh, we talked about it for my story, not for the pod, but like, you know, it's been crazy. But like even then, like I was interviewing all these people at the movie night, and they were all like super stoked. They're all like, honestly, I didn't expect anything to even happen, so like we're just glad that there's like any event. And so like, first of all, good job.
Thank you.
Killing it.
Thank you.
But I really I wasn't involved at all in high school. I was a part of the friend group that everyone thought was stoners. Like I found this out after the fact. I didn't realize, like, it makes sense. Like we dressed up like skaters and like dressed up. That makes me sound like I was like picking out a wardrobe. But you know, we look like skaters. And
she said, "See you later, boy." That's what I think of every time.
Are you really thinking? You really went there on me. You
just did.
"See you later, boy" on me. Wow. But like, I came to Utah State and I did Aggie Blue, just on a recommendation. And then I got involved with President's Cabinet, and was able to help out a lot there. And it's just been it's a really good experience to get to know people. And I definitely would recommend it for anyone coming in. What's been your favorite, or I guess what event are you most proud of? Or like, you know, achievement wise.
Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to need to take a minute to think here.
Just sizing it up.
I've been involved since my freshman year. I was on Blue Crew my freshman year. My sophomore year, I continued to do Blue Crew. I was the volunteer coordinator for them. And then I was also on activities committee. And then this year have like, I wouldn't say like moved up in the world, but like the activities director. And so I've seen so many different events, I feel like. And so it's hard for me to say, because I want to be like, yeah, I was really proud of a socially distant howl.
Right.
But at the same time, like sometimes I beat myself up for it a little bit because it's just so different. And
you shouldn't. I don't know why on earth you would.
You
keep it together.
I don't know. I think it's just hard to say. I think on a normal year, the howl is my favorite. Like when we were both on activities committee.
That was really fun.
That was a killer howl. It really was. With the haunted house in the sky room. And
oh, the haunted house.
Everything
was fire.
We had going on there.
It was so scary.
That's probably one of the events I'm most proud of, because we just all came together and had so much
fun. You were
in charge
of the haunted house, right? Or am I making...
No, I was actually in the field house. I was in the dance.
Oh, so
I was
telling
people to consent and like not be grinding.
The worst job. Yeah, I was like, do not put me there. That was the only thing. Yeah, I did exit and entrance. Woot.
Woot,
I loved
woot.
It.
I know you loved it. You talk about it a lot.
I do.
The exit entrance crew.
The exit entrance crew from the 2019 Howl goes down in the Hall of Fame of best people and best volunteers that have ever existed. Ever.
Oh, I love that. I'm
they were just super
fun.
Hyped. Like, they really bought in. I was really glad to be a part of that. But yeah, I was really PC answer of you. I'm impressed. You really, like, you just kind of danced around it. Like, you gave me two answers just so that, like, you know, nobody could be like, wow, that was, like, it's cool. No, I got it. No, it was well done. Look, you're very polished. It's cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
Are you big into sewing?
Okay, that's a random question.
I don't think it is, but we'll get to why in a second.
I took a couple sewing classes in, like, middle school. I mean, well, actually, it was just like clothing. I made some pajama pants and like a pillowcase. And
I made a pillowcase for my younger brother. And I think I told him, when I go on my mission, you should use this pillowcase. It was the ghettoest pillowcase on the planet. And then, like, after I got home from my mission, and sure enough, he had used it. And he, like, was expecting the sentimental moment. And I had forgotten it existed. And I, like, totally butchered it. I was like, oh, cool, thanks.
Oh, no.
I was like,
oh, no. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm into it. Like, I don't remember the last time I sewed something other than, like, you know, you get a little hole in your jeans or something. But... I mean, I don't know. Why. Well, where's this question coming from? I'm curious.
Well, so, my follow-up question is, what are you majoring in?
I'm communication studies.
Communication studies. So you're not interested in being a nurse or a doctor?
No. Okay, funny story. When I got here my freshman year, I was dead set. I was like, bio major. I'm going to be a pediatrician when I grow up.
Oh, gosh.
Like, I thought that for years. And then I got here, I took bio 1610 and 1615, and I hated my life. I hated it. I hated it. And I had a roommate who was so sweet, but she was so smart that it just came so easy to her. And I was just so frustrated because I'm like barely scraping along. And so I switched my major real quick, and I feel like it fits me so much better. Communication studies, and then, like I mentioned earlier, I'm minoring in leadership and management, and then my second minor actually is women and gender studies. And so
you have two minors. You're double minoring?
Yes.
Freaking go, you girl.
Yes. Well, I just got to fill some credits, you know, to graduate.
Speaking of women, I mean, like, go women and leadership. Look at you.
Look at me go.
No, I actually think there's a bad stigma of, like, you know, like, you got to be a doctor or you got to do this, and, like, you know. Coming out of high school, everybody kind of has that mindset. And I think it's really unhealthy. I think it's bad. Like, because, like, it kind of puts your value in that, like, if you're not, then you're, like, worse off. But, like, one, there's jobs that have nothing to do with being a doctor. They get paid way more. And then it's, like, two, like, you should do what you're good at. And you should study what you're good at and what you enjoy. And then... that'll get you somewhere where you'll actually be the most useful instead of, like, torturing yourself through something like that. So, my respect for you for changing.
No, I agree 100%. I mean, I'd rather do something that I love than hate every moment of something that'll make me a lot of money, you know?
Yeah. No, that's for sure true. I asked you both of these things because you're Alexis Needleman. So, I wanted to see if you were in.
I didn't even put that together. Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's good. I love my last name, though.
Alexis, not into sewing and not going to be a nurse. So, she's not into needles. That's fake news.
I don't mind them. I'm not, like, afraid of shots or anything.
Did you know that's a real thing? I'm saying this. My parents have told me this is a real thing, like, 10 times. If your name... whatever your name is will make you more likely for a certain profession. So, like, the percentage of people named Dennis who are dentists higher than, like, any other name or, like, something like that. It's, like, some crazy stat. But anyway.
Oh, my gosh. That was clever.
This is secondhand information, so.
That was clever.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. You're a big Harry Styles fan.
Oh, my gosh. I could go on and on forever.
Good thing this is a podcast. This is what we're here for. I have a couple questions.
Okay.
I think we're going to go in reverse order of what I have written here. But, okay, so first of all, One Direction or Taylor Swift?
One Direction. I mean,
is it close?
When I was like, I don't know, when did Taylor Swift start getting popular? Like a million years ago. I remember I had my cute little CD player. It was like this princess thing. It was a CD player and a jewelry box in one. And I used to listen to my Tay-Tay CDs.
Dude,
and, like,
let's go.
Get in my feels. And I think I kind of, like, as the years went on, I just, like, I like her, but I'm not, like, super attached, you know? And I know she's dropping a million albums this year, I feel like.
Yeah.
She just dropped another one, which is fantastic.
Does she have three?
I think this is her second. Like,
still, that's a big deal. That's a lot of music.
Yeah, I don't even know what they're called. No, Folklore in the Summer, right? And then Evermore, like, dropped yesterday or something.
Yeah, it dropped recently.
Yeah.
I don't really care, but I just...
But here we are. I mean, I saw it trending on Twitter. That's how I knew.
It's really interesting. Like, I feel like there's no... I feel like the Taylor Swift hate isn't that strong, but the Taylor Swift indifference is, like, stronger than any other celebrity. Like, there's a lot of people who hate Harry Styles or, like, who hate, like, certain people like that. Well, she got, like,
unfortunately,
she got physically,
you should have seen
physically
my face
upset just now when I said that. But, like, my point is, like, you know, there's people who have beef there, and then there's some people who love Harry Styles, right? There's, like, this crazy level of, like, niche cultish love for Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And then there's like the biggest indifference and lack of caring for Taylor Swift ever. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know anybody who's in between.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't either. I'm definitely in that category where I'm a little indifferent. Like, I'll listen to her stuff. I like it.
Yeah.
I'll add the occasional song to my playlist, but I'm not going to go out of my way to, like, listen to every song on her album. Or
like, it's fine.
So, yeah, I'd choose One Direction. I mean, I've been a fan since day one. And
day one.
I still listen to it. I'm on One Direction playlist.
Day one of directions.
Yeah, so long. That was, like, a million years ago, it feels like. But that's my answer.
Okay, so the second one I think will be harder for you, but I hope still easy. We're going to see. Shawn Mendes or One Direction? What is your choice?
Okay.
There's five guns being held. Is it five? Is there five
members?
There's
five of them.
There's five guns, six guns being held at people's heads.
Okay.
And one of them can go off. This is that's getting
that
skeptical.
Is so bad.
Well, that just becomes an ethics question. That's just like, would you save five? Would you save the five or would you save the one?
I'm like having an internal crisis right
I
now.
This.
I feel like Sean gives us some great music. Like, I really like him. Went to his concert last summer.
Hey.
I feel like the funny part of me like wants to make that joke where I'm like, well, we'll just kill off Zayn because he left anyways, like, which is so bad.
One Direction people hate Zayn. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I get it. I get it. I don't hate him. I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
It's cool. You resent him and you think he broke up the band.
Okay,
it's
a little
cool.
bit. But
there it is. Wow.
But not enough. Like, I wouldn't outwardly be like, oh, I hate Zayn. Because I get it. If he was unhappy, like, I'd rather him go off to what he wants to do than
Look,
just
he decided
stay.
To change his major. Okay.
He so, just like, had to change his major.
Let him be.
No, you're right.
You haven't pulled the trigger yet. I'm
I
stoked.
Haven't it's, pulled the trigger. Okay, now.
The hostage person is getting really mad.
I am more attached to One Direction. I am. So I'm going to have to go with them.
Wow.
I love One Direction.
You made the ethically correct choice? Question mark?
I am not going to answer that.
I actually don't mind One Direction music. I think it's actually very good. It's like it's peak boy band music,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. Do I love boy band music? Not quite, but do I accept that it's good for what it is? Yes. I also think it's actually pretty interesting. Like, they change up their music and their tone a lot,
yeah.
and it's, like, fun. I do not think the same about Mr. Mendes.
Yeah.
Pretty basic.
He's about the same. He just dropped his new album, right? And I listened to it, like, once, and I was like, oh, okay, like, it's okay. Like, and I think I need to give it a second
the
shot.
The Justin Bieber song is solid. I don't
the
know.
Is it Monster?
I think
is that
so, yeah.
What it is?
Monster. I think Monster's the best, and I'm not sure it's that close. Wonder was solid.
I love Wonder.
You like the song
I
Wonder?
Really like that one. I think it's fun.
I do like it. I always have a little bit too much. I have a problem with, like, it's just very basic, like, song problems where it's like, well, what's the lead line of that? It's like, what would it be like to be loved by you? I
yeah.
wonder what it's like.
Yeah. I wonder what it would.
Oh, wow. Is that actually how it goes?
My brain just shut down for a minute there. I think he says, I wonder what it's like to be loved by you.
Right.
Right? I don't know.
Which is just weird context. Like, I don't get. This is a problem for all songwriters. Like, once you actually get into a serious relationship, how do you write such dramatic nonsense? Like.
Yeah.
Isn't it just like. Wow, this is great. Like, I don't know why I was so whiny earlier. Like that's why, like, Ed Sheeran actually had that moment. Like, the Ed Sheeran songs, they got, like, way simpler and, mm-hmm. like, way prettier where it's just mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, like, this is great. Times are good. And so when it's, yes. like, this giant, like, big swell music, like, I wonder what it's like. I'm like, I thought you were in a serious relationship. Like, what, do you have to wonder? Like, I don't, like, what are you worried about? Anyway. So.
No, I get it. I get it. I had one of my friends tell me, and it made me laugh so hard because they were like, I can't like the album because I know it's about Camila Cabello.
People have real beef with her.
Yes.
And like their relationship.
And I thought that was so funny because I'm like, yeah, she's like, I go through my days where I'm like, ugh, like Camila Cabello or whatever. Like,
why do you have those days? I've never had one of those days in my whole life. Why?
Like, but I think she's fine. I don't like hate her enough to be vocal about it, you know?
What's your beef with Camila Cabello?
I think it's just because she's with Sean. There's like that small fangirl part of me that's like, get out of here. Even
is
though,
that what it is? Is that why people hate her so much? Because like, I don't yeah. feel, I feel like her approval rating's pretty low.
Yeah, I bet that's what it is. I mean, I think. Also, I see a lot of paparazzi pictures with Ever, and she looks like a wet
Did
mop.
You listen to the Abby Roberts episode of this podcast, by the way?
I haven't yet.
Okay.
Okay, I need to go back and do it, huh? Or maybe not.
It depends.
Okay.
Maybe not. I'm going to go out of limb and say not. I mean, you should always listen to every episode of the Turnaround J podcast.
Oh,
a lot
yes.
of loyal listeners. But, if you had to bet your life on whether Shawn Mendes ends up looking like a used car salesman or or Robert Redford when he's 50, what would you say?
Used car salesman.
All right, for sure.
That's what I'm going to go
cool.
with.
You can be a fan of Shawn Mendes if you accept that his music is basic and you accept that he's got a used car salesman smile. If you can accept all those things, I think that you're actually like a fine person.
Thank you.
Which is your favorite One Direction member?
It's Harry.
Oh.
It always has been. I know that's so mainstream and basic, but like it always has been. And so I think it's great that he's doing so well in his solo career because I loved him anyways. And so, yeah, he's definitely my favorite. I love them all, but Harry the most. Yes.
What are your favorite three songs by him?
Okay. This is a great question.
Yeah.
My favorite one, Kiwi. This is on his first album because here's my other slight hot take. I go through phases where I like either like his name-titled album, the first one, Harry Styles 1 or whatever.
Okay.
And then Fine Line, which was released about a year ago.
Solid.
And so I go through my phases, but I really think I love his first album more.
Mm.
And so my top three favorite songs from him are from that album.
Really?
Yes,
all three. Wow.
Okay.
That is...
Kiwi is my favorite one.
Okay.
You're like, probably don't even know what
I don't.
These are.
I know Fine Line pretty well. But...
And then Sweet Creature just like gets me in
is
my
that,
feels.
That's from that album?
Yes.
Oh, that is
it's
a
from
good
his
one.
First
that's
one.
A solid one.
And then Only Angel. I love it because it's kind of instrumental. And then all of a sudden, like the guitar kicks in and he's screaming into the mic essentially.
Yeah.
And
he's really good.
He's
I just
great.
Like, I don't have like all the beef that I have with Shawn Mendes is not. It's just not applicable to Harry Styles. He doesn't look like a used car salesman.
No, not at all.
He doesn't seem fake. Mm-hmm. Pretty bizarre extents at certain points. I don't know what's the deal with the clothes, but it's fine.
I think it's fine. I mean, he's living his best life.
Look, do
doing
what you
what he
wanna
wants.
Do. Be
yeah.
happy. And his music is interesting. Like, it's mm-hmm. just different and it's like really solid. Like, I wasn't excited. I'm not going to lie. I was coming out of boy band music. I'm like, okay, we're doing more of this guy. Like, this guy's doing his own thing. But then he's actually really talented. Like, it's real music.
He's done a lot. He's come really far. And I think he's done well. I mean, the sounds from his first album to his second are totally different. So I guess, like, my honorable mention for my other favorite song from Fine Line would probably be Cherry. It's, like, cute. It's got one of his ex-girlfriends. Like, she's the one. She's like, cuckoo at the beginning of it. Kind of cute because she's like this French girl, whatever. But I mean, he's come far, and I mean, it sounds cheesy, but I'm proud of him. He's doing great things.
I mean, yeah. Compared to the rest of them, he's doing pretty solid.
Yes.
Didn't he date Taylor Swift?
Yeah, like 100 years ago, but didn't everybody?
Oh!
Oops.
Oh, baby. Wow. Sorry, I'm just dumping some coolant on myself. Holy cows. I thought we were going to do hot takes later. Didn't everybody. You know, I have to be honest. You know, I think that the like lack of approval of Taylor Swift, it must have been the Kanye thing. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Not when he hijacks the stage, but then when he makes that song about her.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my word.
Every time I remember that, oh my gosh. It just ended her as a person.
It did. And like, I remember Kim posting about it.
Well, no, because my favorite thing was, because at first you're like, what is wrong with you, Kanye? Like, you are a horrible human being. And then she like goes off and is like, this is terrible. Like, you're horrible. This is degrading, yada, yada. And then there's the clip of her, of him getting her permission to run the song. And then it looks awful for her because she's
so
like going
bad.
Off on him and
so
he's like
bad.
I got your permission to publish the song. Man, I forgot about that. That was legendary. Hollywood's amazing. Recently, like last two or three days, Disney announced like a million things.
Oh yeah.
Are you like following this? Are you like doesn't seem super up your alley, but
I mean, I saw a lot of it, like, on just social media.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome that they're bringing more content, because a lot of it was just, like, everything we'd already seen before.
Yeah.
You know, on Disney Plus. And there were some new things that I thought were fun, but I'm excited for the new stuff that they're bringing.
Are you big into Star Wars?
Okay. If we're being totally real here.
Okay.
No. I mean, I think Star Wars is fine, but I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I love Star Wars, when it's like, I'm indifferent about it, you know?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you love Harry Potter?
I love Harry Potter, though. And that's why
I need to keep a running tally. I think this is a guy-girl thing. And listen, like, I know there's this whole thing where it's like, hey, don't be sexist, you piece of crap. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. Look, I'm not trying to, you know, whatever. I have found so many girls who are like, about Star Wars. So many. And, like, not that there's not girls that love Star Wars. I get it. But, like, And then they love Harry Potter. And I have found so many guys who love Star Wars. I'm like, about Harry Potter. I'm one of them. I'm
really?
Like, it's fine.
Really? I've never noticed that.
Maybe we should, Harry Potter and Noogie.
Like, start some research on that.
We should. Honestly. Like, it's catching up. But so you're a big Harry Potter fan, then?
Yeah, I do. I really love Harry Potter.
Are you, like, into the prequels and stuff, too?
Like, you mean, like, Fantastic Beasts and all those things?
Yeah.
I think they're fun. I think, like, Eddie Redmayne as Newt Scamander, so fun. He's so fun.
Who is that? As who?
Eddie Redmayne. He plays Newt Scamander in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Is that where were you going with this?
Yes, I was talking about that, but I have no idea who that character is.
He's like, have you seen Fantastic Beasts?
I thought he was playing the Harry Potter's dad. Is he not doing that?
No.
I'm full of it. Wow.
Wait, what?
Is Harry Potter's dad not in these? I thought he was.
I don't, it's been a minute. I don't think so.
Oh, you're trying to burn me. Now I'm over here.
Okay, wait, now I'm like having an internal crisis. I think I love Harry Potter because, like, growing up, that's what we watched every weekend. Like, it was like, okay, let's start Friday and just watch them. They were just always on the TV, or I read the books a lot. And so I love it. I love it.
I never read the books. I don't have more to say on that. Me and Zoe got in, like, a big fight about this.
Really?
So I don't feel like I need to
rehash.
Go through it again. But I think it's fine. Mm-hmm. I rewatched, was it five? No, four? Five. The one where they're in the games, like the
Goblet of Fire?
Yeah. Is that five or four?
It's, okay, wait. It's
fake fan.
Sorcerer's Stone, Chamber of Secrets. And then I'm pretty sure Goblet of Fire is three.
Is that not the Phoenix? Order of the Phoenix?
Order of the Phoenix is later. That's the worst one.
Worst movie or worst book?
Both.
Really?
I didn't like that one.
I think the idea of the Order of the Phoenix is way sweet.
I mean, it's fun.
Step-uncle's cool.
The
rebellious wizards. I'm big into rebellion. If you're like a sketchy, like, rebellious character, I'm like, you're probably my favorite character in any movie. So that scored me a lot of points. Is there a Disney project that you're the most excited about?
Loki. Oh,
really?
My gosh. Okay.
Are you in love with Tom Hiddleston?
I love Tom Hiddleston. He's like my other celebrity crush. I love, love, love him. And I always have. It's bad. So I'm so excited for that. Because they announced Loki forever ago when they announced Disney Plus, I feel like.
Yeah.
They're like, Loki's coming soon eventually. So I'm glad they're finally giving us like trailers and teasers.
Yeah.
So I have something to look forward to.
I got really excited when I saw Owen Wilson in there.
Yeah.
That was like, what?
Yeah. Well, it took me a minute to realize that's who it was.
Yeah.
Like his voice, I was like,
cleaned up haircut was nice. Yeah. He looks a lot different.
So awesome, though. I'm excited.
Loki looks the least threatening of any villain.
I think that's what's fun about him. Like, he's a little mischievous, but he gets into so much trouble and causes a lot of problems, despite him kind of just chilling in the back a lot of the times.
That weird, like, it looks like Rams horns, like that helmet. Like, it's whack.
I think it's so fun. I love Loki. I have, like, the little Loki Legos.
Did you, like, cry when you saw Endgame, where you just destroyed?
Yeah, I was really mad, so. I was like.
You're, like, shifted on a dime here. Like, you mentioned hating Harry Styles. She's like, okay, like, it's uncomfortable now. She's like, visibly reacted to Loki dying just now. But have you seen King Kong Skull Island?
Yes. Oh my gosh. He looks so hot in that.
Bro, that
okay, can
me.
We talk about that tight gray t-shirt for a minute? Like, that's
you can. Yeah, that's you want.
That's the only reason I watched that movie, to be honest, because it was Tom Hiddleston in it.
That movie's amazing. That movie's good. So good.
It's good. I'm
a nerd for good action movies.
Okay.
And King Kong Skull Island delivers on anything that you would ever want out of a out of a King Kong movie. When Sam Jackson squares up with like with King Kong, and I'm like, who do you like? It was just amazing. The entertainment value was off the charts.
It's really good. Yeah.
What's your is Avengers your favorite Tom Hiddleston movie? I haven't seen a lot.
I mean, I don't feel like he's. I feel like that's his biggest thing that he's known for.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I just love him as Loki. I love the mischievous, and he's funny too.
He's good. His voice is cool.
He's so fun.
I'm big into normal. I watched the Great British Baking Show.
Oh yeah.
So I have a lot of opinions on British accents now, and
okay,
which ones are cool and which ones aren't. And he's got a good British accent.
He does. It's not like in your face British, you know.
Yeah, it's very charming.
Mm-hmm.
Very charming. Yeah, I'm not going to go down this road. That's just tracking for bad things. I've actually hated on the British a little bit because 1776. But anyway, what's your favorite Pixar movie?
Okay, I love Finding Dory. What's this?
You're all over the hot takes. I haven't heard a single person with a single positive review about this movie.
Really? I think it's cute. I think it's like, it's kind of sad and like, you know, and Dory, like, I just have, you know, when cartoon characters, they like, you know what they look like normally, and then they draw them as babies, and they immediately are like a million times cuter.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why I love it, because like baby Finding Dory is just so precious and so cute. And so maybe that's why I love it so much, because I love how like teeny tiny she is. And, like, it's a cute, sad story, but kind of funny.
I have also remarked on how anything small is adorable to a girl.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as it's small, it's like, whoa.
Oh, my god!
You get a puppy, and it's like,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't know the difference between Pixar and Disney, so kind of on me for putting this question. I really like Toy Story, though.
Mm-hmm. That's Pixar.
I'll say Toy Story.
Like all of them, or do you have one in particular that you
love? I think
three
is the best.
Okay.
I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, like, in general, like, sequel, if we're talking about sequels in general, mm-hmm. probably high up there. It was the closest I came to crying in a movie. Maybe still is. I'm trying to think. I think so. Jojo Rabbit was pretty intense.
Oh,
definitely,
yeah.
Definitely got my feels on that one.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But yeah, no, just really good. Like, when they're, like, about to get destroyed in the trash thing, like, I'm like, I was losing it. I was like,
yeah,
this is... It's bad time.
It's stressful. I mean, it's interesting how a movie can, like, pull so much emotion from people.
Yeah.
And so that's a good one for sure.
You want to hear a terrible story? That's hilarious.
Yes.
So, you know, there's... was it their first kid? I don't think it was their first kid. Aunt and uncle dropping off a kid at college. They're like, everyone's super sad. Just destroyed. You know, like, don't want to drop her off. I think it was their first kid. But I could be wrong. And really emotional, sad day. Drop her off. They leave her. Like, man, we really need to pick me up at a distraction. Let's go see a movie. And they hadn't seen Toy Story 3 yet.
No.
And they saw Toy Story 3 to recover from dropping their daughter off at college.
Bad timing.
Like, all of the families weeping in the theater, just like bawling, just absolutely destroyed.
You're kidding.
So funny.
That's funny, but bad timing.
So bad. Oh, that's too funny. Anyway, I keep thinking about that, and I laugh at thinking about my aunt and uncle crying. I'm a good person. Anyway, do you play any sports? Did you play sports in high school?
No.
No.
I did like one season of soccer out in LA when I was like little. I was probably like 6. Like, I don't even know. That's like the one time in my life I played like a club sport.
We just made eye contact when you said little. You said it in such a like a very little. I was like,
I was just a wee little thing.
And you haven't played anything since?
I mean, I played like, you know, when your friends were like, let's go play some tennis or something or pickleball.
Volleyball,
like,
is the ultimate college sport. Let's go play
I'm
volleyball.
So bad at volleyball. I'm like, oh my gosh, I always get hurt. Maybe that's why I'm just not coordinated enough for sports, and I always wind up like getting hit in the face with the ball. And so maybe that's why I've like stayed away a little bit.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not super sporty.
That's okay. That's why I asked. But so you just nothing ever?
No, I mean, I wasn't.
What's your favorite sport to play? I mean, like if you don't.
Oh, I'm just like not great at any sport, if we're being honest.
That's a spirit.
I feel like.
Where'd it go, Alexis?
Well, this goes back to the whole, like, I was really into involvement and, like, that sort of thing. So I spent all my time doing that.
Yeah.
And, like, after hours at school at musical theater practice. That makes me sound so nerdy. But, like, or, like, student council, that sort of thing.
Not going to short you on this.
Yeah. I'm aware of that, but I don't feel like
I'm. Do you sing? Are you a big singer?
I do.
I didn't put this on the rundown. Do you want to give us a solo?
Maybe not right now.
If I started playing Fine Line right now, would you?
No, here's the thing. I feel like my voice is more made for like show tunes, like Broadway style songs.
So if I played Greatest Showman.
Oh, I love Greatest Showman. I just watched it like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
So cute.
It's really good.
I loved it. That was like my whole like world. What was that, 2017, 2018?
Maybe make one or like three, maybe four songs that aren't power ballads. Just asking for a friend, but very good.
I mean, that's the point. It's Broadway style music. And so
you can still have like the only one that really felt like it was jumping the shark is the Zendaya Zac Efron one where it was like this romance song. Okay. And then they're doing like a power ballad. I'm like, I thought this was like the quiet romantic song. Like, what's going on?
I mean, they were just in their moment, feeling their feels.
It's a good movie.
So.
It's not a bad movie. okay. What are the Jazz's championship odds? What do you think? You think they're going to win?
Okay, here's the thing. I am not the person to ask. I will just be totally frank here. I do not follow that at all. So
that's why I'm asking.
I don't know. You tell me. How are they doing? Are they doing okay? Are we even playing sports
right
now?
We are. No fans in the stadiums. Glad you asked. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, it's tough. So, like, last year, everything was really weird. Like, they were supposed to be, like, a championship team. Like, they were really good. And, like, they were, like, kind of like a fringe team. Like, they could have won.
Okay.
But then, like, they had this really weird season. And then they ended up losing, like, early in the playoffs. So, like, everyone's kind of, like, low on them. They think that, like, it's not going to go so well. But, which is where I'm at because I don't want my feelings to get hurt again. I got way invested on that team, and then they were like,
Oh, dang.
But I think there's a chance that they could, like, gel this year. Like, maybe, like, better team chemistry, and it comes together. But I don't know. I'm going to pretend like they're going to suck because I just need the low expectations.
Okay.
That's my answer.
What a great outlook on life, Josh.
There we go. Just aim low and everything will go okay. Do you like have favorite teams or like fake favorite teams just so that you can wear certain like gear?
I mean, growing up, because my dad's from LA, right? So it was always like the Lakers.
Okay.
You know, and he'd buy us like that. And then his favorite team was the San Francisco 49ers for football.
Interesting. Okay.
And so he would, I like had some t-shirts and things like that and like would totally be like, yeah, I'll wear that. Like,
are you going to wear would you wear a Dodger hat? You're being into
that. That was his favorite baseball team. There you go. So that's the other one I was forgetting about. He still is like, wears all he reps
all
it.
In.
And
let's go.
I love it. I mean, he's passionate about it, but I will, those are like my fake teams, literally just because it's my family who likes them.
Inherited.
You know?
Okay, yes. That's fine. I mean, a little bit bitter that you're a Lakers fan, and even if you're a fake fan, but it's fine.
Whoops.
Whatever. We'll get over it, maybe. Okay, Alexis Needleman, the floor is yours. We are at the hot take stage of this podcast. What do you got? You flirted with like three already.
I mean, the
Taylor Swift burn was pretty, like, we could have stopped the podcast there.
I did. Okay, this one. I feel like it re-sparked because, you know, hashtag USU gripe night, right? The other day. I don't mind the idea survey emails that everybody like freaks out about and like, oh my gosh, I got 27 emails today to take the survey. And I'm like, just take the freaking survey and then they'll stop sending them to you, you know? And so that's my hot take. I don't mind them. I don't think I'm like.
Do you enjoy
just,
them?
You know, taking the survey.
Yeah.
When it's a professor I am passionate about, I'm like, oh yeah, I will get in there and I will leave a good review.
Yeah.
Or the opposite way around, if I do not gel,
I will tell them
I don't
know.
Gel. You know? I mean, in a very nice professional way, obviously.
Sure.
But
sure.
I think it's important. They want the feedback and I'm the same way. Like I just did this with my committee at our meeting this week. I said, what did we like about this semester? What did we hate? You know,
yeah.
What can we change for spring?
Yeah.
I think it's important to sit back and really get feedback. And so that's why I think they're important. Like I know people whine and complain, oh my gosh, I got an idea survey email. But I'm like, just take the freaking survey
just
and you won't
it.
Get them anymore. Like
fair. Also, there's usually extra credit, like 90% of the time, maybe 100.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with you with an asterisk because it is like 30% too long every time. Like,
yeah.
I'm talking about because like there's like a standard version, you know, like for every class. Like, it comes standard with these questions. And I'm talking about that version is too long because then what happens is if the teacher wants to add something to like personalize, like some personalized questions.
Yep.
By the time I get there, I'm like too tired from like the million questions that I just answered.
Yeah.
So then like I don't care. But those questions are actually probably more relevant to the class anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So like I don't care. I always do it as soon as I see it and like just knock them all out at once.
Yeah.
But I, yeah, it's just so long. My favorite question on that is, there's a question where it's like, it just reveals all procrastinators. It's like, in general, because it's like the true to false, like true, mostly true, medium, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, in general, I put forth more effort than most students.
Yeah.
That's my favorite question. Because like every time I'm like, more true than false. Like,
that's me too.
Like, every time I'm like,
I'm like, I wouldn't say I'm a bad student, but I'm not.
More false than true.
Yes.
Whatever it is, that I'm a slacker. Anyway, it just outs me every time.
No, I get that. I mean, I put the same stinking answer because I'm like, I'm not like,
I'm
not like a straight A great student,
right?
You know, but I'm also not somebody who like is just doesn't care at all, you know? So it's good, solid ground,
it's
but
a good little roast.
I just think they're important. And like you said, those questions at the very end where it's like short answer and you can just say what you need to say.
Yeah.
I was reading I can't remember if it was like Academic Senate or Executive Council minutes because I get sent those.
Ooh.
And somebody came in and was talking like, hey, take the surveys, like, you know, and talked about how, yes, the like questions where it's like you click all the bubbles and it's just like the multiple choice answers are important, but what the students say in those text box at the very end actually holds more weight in the survey than the rest of it. And so,
ooh.
I don't know. I'm just like, freaking take the survey. It's not a big deal.
Toughen up. We can do it. I agree with you. I'm in on this hot take.
Okay. Thank you. I'm glad.
I can't agree with you. I mean, actually, I do agree with you on Sean Mendez too, because you agree that he looks like a car salesman. So it's fine.
He does. Honestly, he does.
I think we're, Alexis and Neil, we're on the same page.
Woohoo.
We did it.
I can't believe it. I mean,
we're at the end of this podcast. It's probably at this point that I'm going to fade in the guitar and then
I love
it'll
that.
Start taking it over and then I'll do the man.
I like start singing.
You should do it. You
no,
start
I'm
singing while
I
go.
Was
stop
joke.
Listening. No, let's sing.
Me just like uncomfortably like, hi, Josh.